This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
That's all kind of by the by, really. But what I can tell you is the spike of the coronavirus numbers means I am recording from home. I've got my cup of tea. I've got my big comfy chair and Eleanor, my dog next to me. She's a shitbox, half shih tzu, half boxer. Before you email in, it's not swearing. That's the name of the breed. And she's a bitch. How about that, Ofcom? Double whammy. Right. The news team have very kindly provided me with their sound desk. So bear with me. I don't know all the buttons, but I'm sure we'll get through it in time for this afternoon's game of...
Breaking news. It's just been announced that Professor Stephen Hawking has died at the age of 76.
Don't panic. Stephen Hawking is long dead. He's long dead. That's just an old clip they have on the desk here. Yeah, I can't see how that's happened. Professor Hawking, of course, died in 2018. So if you don't know, don't get upset. Stop crying. It was ages ago. It was supposed to be the weekly football quiz, that button. That's what that button usually does. But thank you again to the news team for providing this desk. But hey, modern technology, folks, bear with us. That button's changed as well. Let me just do that and that. And right. Let's talk to Arthur, who's calling in from Tunbridge Wells, a lovely part of the world, Arthur. You're an Ashwood City fan. You've beaten Crystal Palace. You've beaten Portsmouth in the League Cup last night, 2-1. Brighton are up this weekend. You must be over the moon.
There's a stark warning tonight that millions of children in Yemen could be pushed to the brink of starvation.
Why are these safe down? On the... Right. Here we go. Arthur, Ashwood City, are you there?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Ah, lovely. The phone lines are working at least. Arthur, tell us, is this a new dawn for your beloved Ashwood City?
I think what's important is Matt Janssen needs to be given the job. And it's as simple as that. Interim head coach is an insult to all the work that he's done.
I think most fans would agree with you there, Arthur.
Oh, God, I've hit another button. What on earth? Why is this a feature? What sort of news team? Let me just, bear with us, folks. Just trying to work out what button I have hit. And, there we go.
Back to normal. You certainly make a point there, Arthur, but I want to bring up another one. Is Matt being given a double disservice when the transfer window has just a couple of weeks remaining and Patrick Nolan has secured zero of Matt Janssen's targets?
Exactly. This is the biggest concern. Janssen has proved himself to be a Premier League manager, without question. And if we dilly-dally around and fail to get him signed up, you know, someone like West Brom, somebody like Aston Villa or whatever, will have a bad couple of months and then they take him from under our nose. And then we're in trouble.
But is Premier League status reliant on Matt staying in the job, Arthur?
100%. That's my opinion. 100%, without doubt. We've been chopping and changing managers for years now. On and off. New manager. And now we've found someone who loves the club. The players love him. The fans love him. Get him signed.
They were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland.
Good God, how old is the sound desk? Arthur, I think you make great points. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Ole Solskjaer. Okay, do you remember that?
He's still manager.
Yes, sorry, no. I was saying that as interim coach, he didn't lose a single game. He secured the job and then kablamo.
I'm an Ashford City fan. I don't know much about other teams. Who's kablamo?
No. An explosion. A disruption of the success. I believe at the hands of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Right, okay. If you have someone like Janssen, you can't let those kinds of concerns affect your judgment. Sign him up, back him in the transfer window, and I guarantee we are back in the top 10 of the Premier League.
That was Arthur. Thank you, Arthur. Great points. Ashwood City beat Portsmouth 2-1 last night in the League Cup. It's Brighton this weekend. Get in touch. We want to hear from you. Oh, God's sake. But right now, it's time for the news. Right, that is the one time I wanted a new sound effect. The one time.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
The role, the guy's name's Dominic.
Right, what role is this?
What?
I said, what role?
Fucking hell, man. It's the marketing executive.
Ah, right, yes.
He's decent. He knows his shit. Just be nice and listen to what he's got to say.
Right, what does he know about Chinese markets?
Enough. He knows enough. Put it that way.
Right.
What?
I said, right.
Patrick, I'm gonna have to go.
Oh, God, yes, please fucking do.
What is your problem?
Christ.
Who are you fucking yelling at?
Alex.
That's that little gremlin she's got, isn't it?
You know, she used to be the first one in the place. Every morning at her desk made this place look vaguely fucking sponsorable.
Well, you can't have a go at her now, can you? Women with a baby, no go. Look at that.
What?
Bet on tonight's game. Ashwood City 2, Portsmouth 0.
Yeah, great. Are you allowed to do that?
Are you allowed to give Alex shite maternity pay and then accuse her of not working hard enough?
Come on, I can do the odd bit of arsey motivation, surely. I'm a boss.
Nope.
Oh, are you sure? Like, not even a little jokey, passive-aggressive, part-timer comment?
You, what?
You know, like a, oh, God, hey there, part-timer, as she walks in at 10 or something like that.
Definitely not.
Oh, God, why not?
Because that'll be death by social media for you, pal.
I am Patrick Nolan. You know, every day is death by social media.
You can't go after her, pal. Soz. All right? You can chuck rocks at refugee dinghies, you can punch a cop, take a shit in a food bank, but do not fuck with a mother's employment rights.
Oh, what?
Can you do it?
She used to be so good.
Aye, well, Elton John was bald, pal.
What's that got to do with anything?
Things change. What's happening with Jess? Maybe she can give Alex her usual, you know, screaming in her face type therapy.
Yeah, she's filing her divorce things.
What does that mean?
It means she's filing for divorce today, Woody.
Aye, but what's that in football terms?
She's expressed interest in signing the player, but now she is formalising the offer.
Christ. Good luck, Adam.
Indeed.
Oi, you, calling the twatter pillar.
Gentlemen, what's up with you, Woodall? Looking a bit wangry.
Nah, just tired.
What's wangry?
Angry because he hasn't wanked.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, you're wrong anyway, pal, right? Because I've just been out finding us a feeder club. I'll have both of you, know.
Are you throwing shade?
I'm throwing shade and shite, pal.
I'm talking to Colchester, I'm talking to Crawley, I'm even talking to fucking Cambridge.
Cambridge? I want footballers, not fucking physicists.
Why do we need a feeder club? Again?
Jesus Christ, because we're demolishing the fucking academy!
Oh, yeah.
I suggest you keep your voices down, gentlemen.
Look, I got a plan, alright?
What is it?
I'm gonna corner myself some Portsmouth cunts at tonight's game, alright? They can be our first victim. Then, we're gonna beat them 2-0 and my bet'll come in. Alright? That's hunky-dory, isn't it?
Jesus fucking Christ.
A big club to feed us.
Right, well, they're gonna be fucking hungry once Sir Bollock here erects his luxury apartments on that training complex.
Well, there's actually 3 and 4 bedroom houses as well.
Hold on, you think you can get Portsmouth?
Aye, I do.
That's monumental. Stress the word mental. Best of luck to you.
Don't wish me luck, Dublin boy. You're fucking helping me.
I'm busy doing all the other shite.
Right, can we take this elsewhere, please? God.
I gotta go anyway. I got a meeting with Mike Ashley and I need to line me tummy. Bon voyage, fellas.
Hey, and why the fuck didn't we get Jeff Hendrick? Did you see him against West Ham?
Oh, I think Matt wanted him. So that's why.
That's why we didn't get him.
Yep.
God, we're fucking awful at times.
Yeah, speaking of, in future, Woody, can you please keep your dodgy dealings out of the office? You know, do them in dodgy locations, like a diner or a disused warehouse or something.
My dodgy dealings? Fucking hell! It's your grand plan to raise 20 million quid for yourself!
Oi, oi, office romance blooming, I see.
Speaking of romance, how's your husband going to attend this divorce hearing if you've chopped him up and put him in your fucking fridge?
I can reassemble him. What's up with you? You look wangry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Nah, I'm just tired.
Right, no more wank stuff, please, for heaven's sake.
Fuck it, why you stood there all holier than thou?
I'm not.
You are, you're all like, fucking, I wank, therefore I am.
Stop.
Patrick, are you ready?
What's going on?
Gonna meet the new guy, Derek.
Dominic.
I want to meet him.
Well, you can, after we have.
Oh, you know I like to scare the new ones.
Well, you can scare Darren.
Dominic.
Later.
What is he?
Marketing executive.
Bored already.
Yeah, well, I bet need him.
Oh, poor little Chinese betting company. They still sponsoring us and Chinese state violence.
Yep.
That's a problem. They need a little makeover.
Well, Hong Kong is the problem. That and the Premier League removing Chinese broadcasting, which, by the way, is not fair. You know, everyone else gets to exploit the Chinese people. Why not
me? Well, yeah, okay. Well, great. You go do that, okay? I'm going to go and practice my speech for tonight for the Portsmouth directors. Remember, it's 2-0 and the drinks are on me. See you there.
Christ, how much has he put on this fucking bet?
Oh, League Cup second round. Can I just skip it and come along to the third round?
No, come on, let's go meet this marketing extraordinaire. Ah, Dominic!
Hey, Dominic.
Hi there, Patrick, Jess, great to meet you.
Please, you take too. A seat. Water? Or yeah, perhaps I can get you something a little stronger.
What do you have?
Sparkling water?
No, just water's fine.
Right, what's that noise?
I don't know, aircon?
Thank you both so much for giving me the opportunity to work here. It's really, really... I can't tell you how exciting it is to be working at a Premier League club. I just so exciting.
Hey, you earned it, Dominic. It looks like you can help us with all this China stuff.
Yeah.
Jess, could you just come here and give me a hand pouring the water?
You need a hand?
Yeah.
Pouring water?
Yeah.
Okay.
His nose...
What?
His fucking nose is whistling. Listen to that.
Jesus fucking Christ, that's him. Oh my God, I thought my ears were ringing from a fight this morning.
Fight?
Smoothie, I mean, with granola.
Listen to that. I can hear it from here. I'm fucking 10 yards away.
That is grotesque.
What do we do?
Should I ask him?
What?
Should I just ask him to stop it?
Sorry, at what point in your human training did they... teach you to tell people to stop their nose from fucking whistling.
I'll just ask if he needs a tissue.
How do you know it's not a permanent thing? He might have a constant nose whistle.
Surely it's just an unfortunate alignment of, you know, like mucus and bogies and stuff.
Bogies. Fucking bogies. There's an article about me in the Financial Times today, and I am stood here talking about fucking bogies.
Oh, fuck's sake, I cannot listen to this.
Look, I'm just saying.
Not you, his fucking nose.
We've just got to hear him out. You know, this is a marketing genius. Okay, let's just try and get through it. And we might not notice it after a while.
Yeah, good point.
So, Dominic, here is your water. Ah, here you go. Now, why don't you tell us where you think the China market can benefit from?
You can imagine, you know, they're all there, and it's like... And I said, you may as well go and ask President Xi Jinping.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
God.
That's great.
Well, we'll let you get on, Dominic.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
He's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Choose a Cross, choose a Gross, choose a Benji Villa, blah, 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 fucking hell! Choose 442's top 21 under 22's on...
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind-the-scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song, We're Big Oven Chilling On, and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of It's the End of the World as We Know It. Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
and receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Again, sitting deep, Ashwood City certainly having the lion's share of possession. Nelson McCarthy finds Kieran Broome. He pings it out wide to Gustavo, who takes it exceptionally well. What a touch that is. He's been causing trouble down this right-hand side. It remains 0-0. Half-time is moments away, but I don't think Matt Janssen will have much to say to his side. They've been dominant. They've controlled the game. And now Gustavo plays it inside to Amadou, who comes deep. Laying it off to Broome, and that's a free kick. The final moments of the first half will belong to Kieran Broome and Ashwood City, right on the edge of the box. Rumoured to be in with a shout for an England caller. Broome will be licking his lips at this opportunity. Tantalising pass for Kyle Francis Clark on offer too on this right-hand side, but Broome goes for goal! And that is inch perfect. 1-0 Ashwood City, it was coming. They huffed and puffed. And it took an imperious strike from the captain to break the deficit. Ashwood City 1, Portsmouth 0.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're telling me you can't hear it.
So what? It's a little nasal whistle.
A little nasal whistle? It sounds like he's playing a fucking recorder. Really badly.
You're being dramatic.
You're not being dramatic enough.
Alex, come on. You're blinded by his marketing expertise. And to be honest, I am deafened by his fucking sinuses.
Patrick's right.
No, Patrick is not right. The guy has a fucking whistly nose. But he's already come up with two very good marketing strategies. What have you two fucking done?
I moved the chair with the big back to the other side of my office, thank you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's by the cabinet now instead of the water thing.
Oh, so it's facing the window?
Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, it is, but I just don't use it enough. But I know it's so much better for my posture.
Fucking hell. And you think he's the annoying one? You've got your sporting director over there threatening the opposition's management.
Spare me that shite. You need the fucking money. Time to sell your kids to us, right?
Shh, Dominic's coming.
No, he's not.
He is.
How do you know?
How do you think?
Good game, right, guys?
Yeah.
Wow, good game. Listen, I'm just heading up to the bar to wet my whistle. Anybody want anything?
No, we're good, thanks, Dominic.
Lovely. Cheap round. Back in a tick.
Pathetic.
I only laughed because Jess's laugh made me laugh.
Is there anything that you two actually want to talk about?
Yeah, he's on a probation period, right?
Well, he'll have the mandatory 3 months, yeah.
Lovely.
You're going to fire him over the nose thing.
Alex, I'm a very sensitive, acute, intense thinker. You know, I like my surroundings to be as peaceful as possible so that
just
I can really focus.
Listen to me, right? Your kids are our kids now, okay? They say, who's your daddy? What does he do? You say, it's Ashwood City. That's the daddy. And that's what
they
do.
Yeah, I agree with Patrick. This is a football club, not a circus.
Who the fuck whistles at a circus?
Yeah, Jess, it's not a skill, is it? Roll up, come and see the man that can whistle. Behold the bearded lady who can also whistle. Look out, it's a unicyclist. Guess what? He's whistling. God, so, oh, hi, Dominic.
What do we think? Get a couple of goals in the second half, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe
three or four.
Well, our football expert is confident of a 2-0, so, you know, let's not get our hopes up.
Ah, yeah, Mr. Woodall, yeah. Could hear him from the bar, giving a fella what for.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does that.
Looking forward to meeting him, actually, you know. Maybe he can give me a whistle-stop tour of the place, you know. See the, you know, dressing room and pitch and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should be good, should be good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, second half is underway, shall we?
Stop it!
And he has found him, and now Ronan Curtis whips it in, and it's snatched out of thin air by Adam Shaw. Ashwood City's backup goalkeeper has had an excellent performance so far tonight. All 6 foot six of him leaping to collect the ball, and he's got Ashwood City out on the break here with McCarthy, who finds Carl Francis Clark with an exceptional pass. It's two against two. Amadou has it now on the edge of the box. Back to Francis Clark, 2-0. What a counter, what a move, and how about the finish? Matt Janssen fist bumps with Chris Whale in the technical area. They've worked on that one. Straight off the training ground. Well, 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 Gareth Southgate has been given something to think about in recent weeks with Broome and Francis Clark, and now he's...
Cross it! Oh, come on! Gustavo can never get it out of his feet. Jess. Jess.
What?
But are you listening to music?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can't hear you know who's harmonic nostrils. Oh, this is when I really miss the fans. They would fucking drown him out.
Like, give me a headphone?
No.
Oh, please.
Patrick, you don't even like music.
Just give me a...
Good evening, one and all.
Ah, you've decided to join us.
Hey.
Trust it went well?
Pal, it could not have gone any fucking better. I think we found ourselves a willing provider. That... And my wee fucking bet is coming in, so lovely fucking jubbly.
Okay, are you allowed to bet on us?
Are you allowed to tear down a training academy and kick local young kids out into the street?
Ah, fair enough. Woody, this is Dominic, our new marketing executive. Dominic, this is Woody. He's the sporting director for Ashwood City.
All right, pal.
Ah, Woody, hi. Heard a lot about you.
Likewise. Whoa, whoa, was that a foul? Did the ref just blow for a foul?
No.
What?
It wasn't the ref.
What are you on about?
Oh, Christ.
Ah, oh, Portsmouth are through.
Fuck. Adi Imi, what are you doing? Ah, oh, offside. Thank God for that. What? Oh, fucking side. The ref blew his whistle.
Woody.
He blew the fucking whistle. I had it. This is unfucking believable.
Yeah, Woody.
You blew your whistle, ref.
Woody, it wasn't the referee, for God's sake.
That's that, isn't it? That's that. That's my fucking bet. Gone. In tatters. He blew offside. I saw it. I heard it. I fucking heard it.
So, yeah, it's not really a market that that I want to explore as much as I thought I did. So, yeah, we're going to have to terminate your contract, Dominic.
What?
HR can go through your contract with you, and we can even look at... Dominic?
I don't understand. This is... I was supposed to find a job in a... Fucking economy's collapsed, mate. Fucking...
Dominic, here, blow your nose.
I can't believe this. I actually thought I'd be so lucky to get a job during a pandemic.
Dominic. Dominic.
And now it's all taken away from me and I've turned down other work and everything.
Dom, please, blow your nose. Yeah, you'll feel better.
I worked on those two great marketing strategies, and I offered them to you, and you would say that they were great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dominic, blow your fucking nose and fuck off.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.